Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Well, bonjour, hola, welcome, and in any foreign language, it's always welcome and great to see all of you fresh produce aficionados. Welcome to another healthy and glowing dose of the Global Fresh Series, your passport to the global ever-evolving world of fruits, fields, industry trade shows, and today we're going to be talking agritech. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, always bringing you the freshest news that produce has to offer straight from my tractor, coming to you from the avocado and citrus fields in sunny Long Beach, California. I bet you didn't think there was avocado and citrus fields here, not far from Long Beach, but at one time they were in Long Beach. Now all the housing tracts have moved in and some of the oil fields are still left, but come and see for yourself. Now, last week I spoke about a 3D printer from MIT that is able to turn food waste from coffee grounds and banana peels, even eggshells, into utensils like forks, spoons, knives, and even coffee mugs. In contrast, this week, we have a company that is in business to reduce food waste by extending the shelf life with their 100% plant-based edible coatings for fruits and vegetables. So today we are going to meet the co-founder and CCO of a company that is on the cutting edge to delivering high-quality produce year-round while eliminating chemicals and fungicide residues on all commodities with their triple ingredient formula coatings made by combining vegetable protein, natural wax, and vegetable oil. Stay tuned as our guests will tell us what commodities they are derived from. I don't want to take away all of his thunder. I'm going to keep you in suspense a little bit longer until we have a chance to meet him. If these natural coatings can slow ripening, reduce moisture loss, and inhibit decay all at the same time, isn't this a win-win for all of us, from the grower to the retailer and ultimately the consumer? Because I can speak for myself. Have you ever bought an avocado, gotten the avocado home, so looking forward to eating a creamy, delicious avocado, spreading it on your toast? I crack it open, it's completely dry. What a bummer. I have, and it's so disappointing. I will continue to buy avocados, but not from that retailer. I will shop somewhere else. And we know that this is a key element to retailers because Tesco Supermarkets in the UK has just introduced an avocado scanner in their produce department for consumers to use when purchasing avocados. More about that after acknowledging our fabulous sponsors, as that will take a bit of explaining, but all of this weaves together and my guest and I will be discussing this in just a few minutes. So take another sip of your favorite beverage or bite of avocado toast as we recognize our fabulous sponsors and all the positive contributions they make to the produce industry. What is on your mind as September arrives? Is it crisp mornings and rich harvest? September marks the peak season for Manitoba vegetables, from hearty potatoes and carrots to fresh cabbage and beets. Nothing says local like produce picked right from peak of the market's fields to your fork. And our proudly Canadian first-class sponsor, proudly Manitoban, peak of the market, is committed to bringing you the highest, freshest quality produce straight from their fields. And speaking of avocados, let's turn to Colombia avocados. It's Colombia's main season, and Colombia has volume and quality to support promotional programs, fill supply gaps, and meet your growing category demand year-round. Colombia avocados. Now let's stay tuned as we go to commercial to hear from another fantastic sponsor, Jack Vandenberg. You will find out why they are so fantastic and interesting and what they have to offer. Don't go away, as we have a really exciting lineup for you after this commercial.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
Welcome back, everyone. If you are just joining us, you have not missed anything yet as we're getting ready to introduce our guest. But before we do, I wanted to continue a little bit on our discussion with this avocado scanner that's in the produce aisles of the Tesco supermarket chain, which is the UK's largest supermarket. It's piloting something truly high-tech, an avocado ripeness scanner that promises to take the guesswork out of avocado shopping. It's called the 1/3 Avocado Scanner, developed by a Dutch company, which is called 1/3. And instead of shaking or squeezing your fruit, which can bruise when you do this, shoppers can simply hold an avocado to the scanner. And in seconds, the screen confirms whether it's ready for smashing, perfect for avocado toast, or better suited for slicing. And even more interesting, it's not just about convenience. Tesco sees this technology as a way to reduce food waste by helping shoppers pick avocados at their right stage of ripeness, therefore avoiding spoiled fruit. Now, they've launched it in 5 trial stores across England: Chestnut, Colchester, Stratford upon Avon, which I've been to, that's where Shakespeare is from, Workingham, and Salisbury. And if it's successful, it may roll out wider. Tesco's avocado buyer, Lisa Lawrence, believes the scanner will be a huge hit, especially with the millennial crowd who've made smashed avocado on sourdough a go-to snack. This comes as a part of a broader sustainability effort in Tesco's avocado aisles, as they previously teamed with supplier Westphalia Fruit to pilot laser-etched labeling kind of along the line of avocado tattoos. So instead of plastic stickers, they rolled out cardboard packaging for pre-packed avocados, which is projected to save millions of pieces of plastics annually. Combining tech that extends produce shelf life with eco-friendly packaging is a powerful 1-2 punch towards sustainable goals and segues perfectly into introducing today's guest. Welcome Xander Shapiro, founder and CCO, the agritech company Acorn Technology.
Thank
creating
you,
Juanita. A 100% natural coating to extend the shelf life of both edible skins and peels for fresh produce by as much as 35%. Xander is well positioned to lead the charge on developing this technology because he brings decades of experience in the fresh produce industry, serving on national produce boards and executive roles at major food companies such as Dole. So Xander, welcome to the Global Fresh Series. How are you going to keep us fresh and extend my shelf life to 35 years?
Well, you know what? Our product is really terrific, and my mother wants to turn into a face cream.
Yes.
Because it helps you look. So it's really seriously a great product. It's a very important area for us to be working in.
Yeah. And as we can see, you know, everyone's jumped in the game to either to, because the whole goal is to curb that food waste. And even though the consumer is buying it, you want them to eat it. So it just doesn't sit there and rot. And we have so much more food waste. So it's very interesting. What is the genesis of Acorn Technology? And I really do like the name. How did that come about?
Well, you know, we started just before the pandemic because we really knew there was an opportunity here, not just to talk about food waste and think philosophically, but actually to find a product that would make a difference, but one that would fit into existing operations so people actually used it. And the genesis was our technology was, the patented technology we have is to take cornzane, which is an excellent encapsulating film, and find a way of making it water soluble so you could use it in a pack house. It's an alcohol, you're not going to use it. And once we figured out we could do that and add other key ingredients, we found a really unique solution. You mentioned triple ingredient. We're the only ones that have three ingredients. We're the main one that's focused on protein, which is about how the fruit breathes and ripens, not just about how the moisture loss can be controlled. So we really felt we were onto something. And fundamentally, it's driven by customer needs. We start by asking them what they need. They tell us what they need, and we're not trying to sell them something that doesn't help them.
That's the best way to approach it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, otherwise, yeah. you're it's a solution in search of a problem, and that doesn't really help anyone have a viable business.
Right. And if you're going out to find out what their need is and what is the best way to implement it, that's even better.
Oh, absolutely. And I you really raised a good point. I was just in Brazil with customers for 2 weeks, everything from mango to papaya to melon to limes. And, you know, they're really proud of their operations. And if you mm-hmm. go in respectfully and say, hey, how can we help you have even better produce? Let me see how you're operating. Is it immersion? Is it a spray bar? Are you applying wax? Like, tell me how you're operating and let me explain how we can fit in. That, you know, it's a great partnership. They, if you're going to their pack house, you're really seeking mm-hmm. to understand. You know, it makes a big difference to them. They are very open to being helped.
And that is so important within this industry. Because it's a very, people take such pride and passion in their own products, the packing house, how they pack it, everything. So, you know, they don't really want people coming in to tell them, oh, you're doing it wrong. That's the wrong approach.
Right.
You're there to enhance the product. And also you're helping them to find new customers further out because if the product is able to last longer, like you said, 35 days. That's
yes,
huge.
So,
that's a big game changer.
It's really huge. And I think, you know, we know that people, there's an increasing demand for all over the world for fruits from all over the world. You know, it used to be as, you know, those of us that are older remember, you know, you had apples and bananas usually most of the time and peaches for a month. And now everyone wants everything all the time. And your example with millennials and everyone loving avocados. So they're coming from Chile. They're coming from Peru. They're coming from South Africa. And of course, from California, from Colombia, as you mentioned.
Oh, I'm so excited. And this is EU approved as well.
Yes. And so it's really important that the coding works everywhere and has that approval to be used everywhere. I mean, it is really all natural. There are no chemicals in it. I'm going to show you right now how natural it is because I'm going to drink some.
Oh,
I'm here to tell you, you're not going to have other people drinking their product in front of you.
I love that.
Is, it actually works, right? So I'm not just doing a stunt. This is the same product we actually.
Folks, I actually saw Xander drink this. Is it
very
just,
good for you.
Is there any taste to it?
No, I mean, it tastes, you know, the main ingredient is a corn protein. So it has a little bit of a corn flavor. It leaves no flavor on the fruit. You basically can't tell it's there. And mm-hmm. that's really important. I mean, no customer wants to pick up a sticky, weird avocado that seems like there's something wrong with it. It should be
absolutely invisible.
We don't want to talk about our coatings with a shopper. No one wants to hear about it. They just want a better piece of fruit that ripens more slowly. That's edible when they get home for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, the less said, the better. All the customer needs to know is, wow, my avocado seemed to last longer and had a better quality. Like I said, didn't dry out, which is a big factor. Because you can't really tell that when you buy an avocado. You hope that it's moist inside.
Right, and you see the brand that's used, California Avocados, Avocados mm-hmm. de Colombia, right? They're proud to brand on a regional basis and promote their products. That's how it should be. People get excited of the romance of an imported avocado from somewhere that's going to bring delicious, you know, avocado joy into their home. They don't want to be told that there's a coating on it. So
we operate
to help our customers. When they win, we win.
This is beautiful. Well said. And already I have so many more questions. I want to know a bit more about the coating because I want to know if these are byproducts anyway that would have gone to waste. There's a lot I want to know, but we have to quickly go to our next sponsor and hear from ZAG Technical Services. Don't go away because we're just getting into the heat of the matter.
ZAG Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Thank you, ZAG Technical Services, for keeping our IT network safe and secure. If you have not checked them out already, everyone is susceptible to having their systems hacked, and no one wants to be down even for 1 hour. We are going to return to our featured guest, Xander Shapiro from Acorn Technology. We were just getting into the real interesting, I'm going to say the center of the acorn. I wanted to know, you as you started to talk about this, the edible coating, are these products that the three products that you are using on this coating, are they products that would have been byproducts anyway, like thrown out or tossed? Because that would be another story where you're also saving food waste there.
Yes. You know, in fact, it's a great question. Our core ingredient is actually upcycled. It would have gone for cattle feed. And so the producers are able to really, you know, get better value out of selling it to us, and we're able to bring the benefit to our customers. So yes, it's definitely upcycled. That's a great part of the story. You know, we always want to avoid greenwashing, right? And I think I was talking with a very, very, very large US retailer today, and that's one thing they emphasize. They've tried other technologies like us in the past. It was great for a lot of press, but it didn't really go anywhere. And so we pride ourselves in having a product that works well. We've won 3 National Science Foundation grants. We recently got an International Fresh Produce Association grant for our cucumber product. We really want it to work well because we're a company. It's a business, right?
Well, you're invested in it. Yeah, and you're invested in it.
We're trying to make it work. You know, there's $500 billion of food waste a year, fruits and vegetables. And, you know, with our product, we're going to be able to cut that in half if everyone starts using it. So it's actually tangible. We show our numbers. We show what we can do for customers. And they say, wow, that's really economically beneficial to us.
Absolutely. Now, beyond that, when a customer purchases this, how does it get applied? Do they have to change anything or set up anything new within their packing house?
No, you know, again, meet the customers where they're at. If it was complicated, you need new equipment, you know, who's going to be interested?
Exactly. Who wants to invest in you?
Yeah. So it's really, I mean, we say plug and play. It's literally the same spray bar they would use for wax. And they take the hose out of the wax, they put the hose in Acorn, and honestly, they're going to get a better solution. We have wax in ours, but wax is one thing. We have 3 ingredients, and really the issues tend to be ripening and color development as well as moisture loss. The wax is doing moisture loss. You can keep the water in a mango and it can taste bad, right? So you really need the ripening control that we can bring.
This is really amazing because to think that just the solution sprayed on the product holds in that moisture, for example, again, to like a mango. Because mangoes is really a growing category. So, I mean, everyone talks about the avocados, and the avocados are growing in popularity. I know that every country from Colombia to Peru to Mexico, they're shipping more and more avocados, exports. And again, like you said, you can have bigger, longer markets, longer lead times.
No, and I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, mangoes is trying to be a top 10 fruit. The National Mango Board here in the US does an amazing job. They're promoting the heck out of it. You can't, you know, turn a page in a magazine without seeing more ideas for using mangoes. And they're going to do that well if all the suppliers from Brazil and Peru and all over the world are going to bring mangoes that last long enough for a customer to enjoy it and not throw it away. And that's the whole point, that you're going to have consumption because you consume it. And we say, you know, it's not food unless it goes in your mouth, right?
That
you
don't want to throw it
away. So it's very enjoyable fruit, but it has to be enjoyable every time.
Where do you find some of your growing markets? Of course, you're probably, you know, already established in North America, but are there any, the EU or Asia, any new growing markets?
Definitely. I mean, our customers are in North America and Europe. Most of our customers are supplying them, not all of them, but we have customers who are packing mangoes, avocados, other fruit in Brazil, in Peru, in West Africa, and shipping to these northern customers. And, you know, it takes 3 weeks to get there by ocean. You know, you need to make sure you're delivering something not only when they receive it, but into the shopper's experience. That's really terrific. So those long distance markets are very big. We have customers trying to ship from South America to Korea to sell avocados. They earn more money selling to Korea.
Absolutely.
If we get them there, they up their profits by a third. So this is what we're seeing a lot of.
What about something like cherries? Are you able to use this on cherries?
Not yet. Cherries is a very important use case. They're a little bit different from other fruit. Their needs are a little different, but the opportunity, like from Chile to China, to help them.
Yeah,
not
what I'm exactly. What I'm
bad. Bad. Yeah. I mean, it would be great, but we're really focused on, you know, fruit that is kind of a round, oblong, oval kind of form. That's packing line. That's really our sweet spot right now. If you'll pardon the pun.
And vegetables? Which vegetables would?
Yeah, so we do a great job, for instance, on sweet potatoes, which is a little bit of a surprise. You know, we have a Canadian customer that had trouble at Loblaws, and we helped them solve the problem. We actually have a new product right now for cucumbers, which allows you to remove the plastic coating. And so you have plastic, you have non-plastic, and with acorn, you know, here's the plastic one, and here's the acorn one. It's the same.
Wow.
When you don't have anything on here, this is what happens. It gets wobbly because the plastic protects it. Well, this is a solution for, you know, cucumber or for green pepper, anything that has plastic, we really help reduce plastic, but it really does something. It's not just, you know, a show pony.
Xander, this is another very high point because in the EU, about a year ago, they passed that regulation where they are banning plastic, all plastics. Yes. And it's been a real, real conundrum for the EU because now they're trying to draft something at the EU level for some guidelines for this plastic. Well, each country is very different. And some countries have been asking for exemptions from certain commodities. It's all over the map.
Yeah.
Are you involved in that? Because you're probably aware that,
No, absolutely. And it's a great example. You know, one thing we're able to do with the cucumber is remove the plastic. There are other use cases where you just want to use a thinner plastic or you want to remove some of the plastic. We can help with all those because a multi-part solution is great. If you were talking about cardboard, if you take, you know, a plastic solution out and you put some in cardboard with just plastic on the top because you're using acorn as part of the protection plan, you've eliminated plastic. In fact, you know, quite a lot of it. And it's a great, it actually works. We work together with whatever other packaging solution, physical packaging solution they want to try.
So when the retailer gets the supplier lets them know I'm going to be shipping mangoes, do they let them know that, you know, we have a new solution that we're using and you're going to be able to receive it and it will last longer? And then the retailer on that end, for example, in Europe, do they test them out first or how does that work?
It varies, to be honest. It really depends on what our customer wants to do. We support them with any information they need. Usually there's a specification that they're asked to deliver. We want limes, and no more than 5% of the limes can have turned yellow by the time the container's delivered. If you can meet or improve on that spec, that's great. If they assume that you're compliant, if they ask, then we have compliance and the customer can provide documents. But again, it's about the quality of the fruit. If we can help them deliver higher quality fruit and it's all natural, that's terrific. If they get stuck in a conversation about coding, we're going to support them. But you can imagine, no one really wants to talk about that.
Well,
chemicals, they don't have to.
Well, that's my point. Do they not tell the retailer and just say, you're going to get some fantastic fruit? Or do they tell the retailer?
It really varies.
I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah, it varies on the relationship. I mean, they're very candid with the information the retailer wants to ask. You know, there's standard documentation, but I would say most of these relationships are long-term. You know, it's great Brazilian mangoes being delivered. they know it's done to spec. They'll come and audit. Every time I go to a customer, they're like, oh, we had an audit last week. So the quality, okay. The testing is very strong to make sure we're receiving safe, delicious mangoes in you know, here in our supermarkets.
So there are no secrets, but it just probably would not filter down to a customer. They're not going to put any signs like, you know, treat it with acorn. And I think that's really wise, because what happens is there's so much misinformation. I mean, this is completely safe. It's hitting the mark on all levels. Consumers are happy. But if you start to put that out there, then they start to get doubt in their mind. And I am working in the fresh produce industry. I'm really surprised at some of the questions I get asked about these coatings, these companies that are coating. You know, they think it's dangerous, and it's really scary with social media what people put out there.
Oh, definitely. And, we don't want to hide anything, but we also think the communication needs to be right for the marketplace. I mean, if people have questions, they should definitely be answered. But, mm-hmm. The retailers know, I mean, no one knows the shoppers like their own, the retailer, right? And our customers are selling to the retailers. So the information they need is great. And in this day and age, stuff's going to be talked about. And, we can't necessarily control that. But like I said, if I can show someone that I can drink it, I think that kind of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some concerns. I mean,
yeah, it's a very interesting company. How did you get the name? I love Acorn.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a play on words, but, the innovation stems from a corn protein. Okay. So I think that an acorn has a strong shell. So
that's what I was thinking.
Apple, acorn, sort of you see how the symbols come together.
The casein.
Yeah. Right. Instead of a C, it's a K to make it, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I really have enjoyed learning a lot more about this, because to me, you are an integral part of the supply chain for fresh produce, but you're also under the radar. And you kind of like it that way, because the more you can just justify, like I said, you're transparent, but you're not out there, blaring your horn. The more people trust you, the more people say, hey, this is great. Let's go with it. I'm very excited to see that Acorn is growing. And if people want to get to know you or contact you to learn more or use Acorn, how would they find you?
Well, our website is acorn.tech, which is acorn.tech. Mm-hmm. If you Google Acorn Technology, you're going to find us. You want to Google me, Xander Shapiro, you'll find me. We're glad to have you contact us however works best for you. And we look forward to talking. I just talked with a possible customer in Nigeria for 45 minutes earlier. So there's a need all over the world.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see where we can help.
And do they find you or you find them?
Both. I would say, we have a lot of incoming interest because the word of mouth is spreading. And there are times where I will proactively reach out and say, hey, pear growers and shippers and Portugal, we have a great solution for you. So, it goes both ways. It depends on the moment, but it's good to be asked, right?
Yes. Now, one few last questions. Will you be attending Fruit Attraction? Are you exhibiting or attending or IFPA?
So we will be at IFPA because we are a grantee under their Catalyst program. We're actually going to have a booth in their innovation area. So
excellent.
Look forward to welcoming people. We go to Fruit Attraction every year. I'm not sure if we're going this year, to be honest, because there's been so much international visiting. We'll likely go to Fruit Logistica, and you and I were talking earlier about Mac Fruit. So I think it's going to be a great year for us to go with the focus on tropical fruit. So, we love to meet customers out in the world.
Yeah. There's something like face to face. So this is why I ask, is all these trade shows are just coming up so quickly, and I look forward to meeting you then. I will be at Fruit Attraction, but I don't think you'll be there. So the next opportunity will be IFPA. Yes. I'm definitely going to meet you.
Great.
And taste some of these products. Are you going to have any products there to taste that have been wonderful? Okay.
Of course.
Fantastic. All right. Well, any last words, Xander, before we make this a wrap? I mean, didn't this go by quickly?
Yes. I mean, all I'll say is it starts from respecting the packers and seeing how we can help them. We love talking to our customers and solving problems together. So that's kind of the core of what we are. We have a solution that works so well, and it's great when we can make the connection and we win on what our customers win. So look forward to meeting more and more packers and helping them out.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so very much. And we are going to leave it at that. You know where to find Xander Shapiro. COO of Acorn Technology, co-founder as well. And we will look for you somewhere in the fields or on the horizon with longer shelf life products coming down the pipeline. Very exciting. All right, we'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Sander.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.